Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
That's what he does, Lou Manfredini. And he answers your questions on Thursdays on this show. Mr. Fix-It is with us. How are you, Lou?
I'm well. Beautiful Thursday afternoon today.
Yeah, and a ton of questions coming for you. hey, Lou, what else can I do for some mold dots on a bathroom ceiling? I sprayed concrobium yesterday, and they faded slightly. I didn't scrub it, but what else can I do?
So the trick with that cleaner is that once you spray it and you let it dry, use a stiff bristled brush and see what comes off. If it all comes off, then you're great. Spray it again because there is residual value. But if you use the stiff bristled brush and it doesn't get any cleaner than that, then the mold is dead. You can spot prime those areas and possibly repaint the ceiling if you need to.
Someone wants to know, they have to re-caulk an undermount sink. Is there any specific caulk they should use?
Yeah, so undermount sinks, you know, the thing is that in a perfect world, you would drop the sink a little bit to get the caulking on the edge of the sink to the underside of the whatever the counter material is. If you can't do that, use a utility knife to scrub it away. The caulking that is really recommended that does well is called poly seam seal. And that is now a product owned by the Loctite company. So if you go to the hardware store or paint store or the building center, look for Loctite poly seam seal. They make it in clear and white. I think they even make it in almond. And go ahead and squirt that in there. Use your finger to tool it smoothly. It's an adhesive caulk, and it does a really good job.
I have a question for you, Lou. They own a 60-year-old California cedar-sided home. They're asking if it's best to stain it or paint it. I'm voting for stain.
Wow. Yeah, I'm voting for stain, too. If it's never been painted and it's just cedar, then I would pressure wash it, get it as clean as possible, make any possible repairs that you need to make if there's new cedar shakes that need to go on, whatever it might be, and then a oil-based semi-transparent stain that I really like is called Penofin, P-E-N-O-F-I-N, and it is a rosewood oil-based stain that does a really, really nice job and lasts a long time.
That's awesome. I'd love to see a picture of that. That sounds pretty cool. Mm. I'm intrigued by this next question as well because they said, Lou, do you have any ideas on how to remove a hose fitting that has very firmly tightened itself on the bib and what causes this to happen?
It's probably calcification, lime rust buildup. And so if you take a pair of slip joint pliers and try and put a little bit of pressure on there to loosen it, that might do the trick. If that doesn't, then try some lightweight oil like WD-40 on the threads. Let it sit there for 10 minutes so that it capillarily works through the threads, and then try the slip joint pliers. If that doesn't work, then try a little heat, and that can be done with a hair dryer just to get it warm enough. After you've done all that with the slip joint pliers, and you should be able to crack it and loosen it off.
Good to know. I think every homeowner has dealt with that at some point or another.
Oh, yeah.
I always think it's my husband. Like, did he put it on here so tight I can't get it open? But it's got all that white stuff around it. That's the buildup, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Another listener is asking, how come when we flush toilets, you can hear the water going through the pipes?
Well, modern plumbing now is all Schedule 40 plastic. And so, you know, if you live in an older home, it's all cast iron. It's very dense. It's very thick. And that makes things quiet. The Schedule 40 plastic is very loud. Most modern homes, modern meaning, you know, if it was built after 1980, it's all plastic, more or less. And they didn't insulate the walls. And so there's no density, and that's why you hear it.
Oh, Another question for you. I heard Lou's garage cleaning commercial, and he mentioned a smoke alarm in the garage. Is that a good idea when it's not climate controlled?
I don't think I talked about a smoke alarm in a garage. I talked about garage cleaning, and in that commercial, I talk about checking your smoke alarms. Yeah, smoke alarm in a garage is not recommended because it's not climate controlled, although I have advocated for years that manufacturers develop a carbon monoxide detector that could be utilized in the garage, and as of yet, no one has come out with that.
Well, put your little entrepreneur hat on, Lou, and get it done.
Yeah. Well, it has a couple of benefits in that when people nowadays with cars and they don't have keys anymore, you know, we hear the stories where people get out of a car and they leave it running and then they go back inside the house and it causes deaths. And it's also on another level, you know, people can, you know, do things to themselves in a garage by keeping the car running. And if there was a carbon monoxide detector specifically connected to the garage door opener, it would open the garage door if it sensed too much carbon monoxide buildup.
I carried a portable one with me to Mexico a few weeks ago.
100%, Lisa. I think everyone should bring one when they go on vacation because you don't know where you're going, what the situation is from a safety perspective. There's plenty of, there's a great brand called Nova Detect that is really, really a high quality system, and they make a portable one that you can buy that I think anybody traveling, even if you're going on a cruise, you should bring one of these with you.
I felt safe, and it's small, and it was maybe under $25, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not, look, if they're $50, it's worth the expense. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And Lou, someone wants to know what kind of adhesive they can use to attach a metal vase that has come off of a granite tombstone. You know, those vases that came off. How do they get it to stick?
Oh, my God. There's a great adhesive that actually the people that make super glue came out with. It's called Total Tech, and they make it in a smaller squeeze tube that you can buy. There's a clear, a white, and a black. And it is really, really good, high tensile strength, and it sticks to almost anything.
Wonderful. What are you talking about Saturday on the show?
I will be on a float plane landing at Vic Lake in Ontario, Canada for the next week.
Yes, she's going fishing.
Yes, I am. And we're leaving tomorrow morning, me and five good buddies. It's an annual trip that we do. I know you like to do that as well. And so I am so looking forward to it. So I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I'm doing a live broadcast at Pier 290 in Lake Geneva a week from this Saturday.
Oh, fun. All right, get up there. Catch a massive muskie for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.